Greetings to the Brightestonians in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last week, the big news, the big news was the 47-million-year-old monkey fossil that was discovered. And here on Bob Enyart Live, we are PhDs, right? Got Doug McBurney's a paleoanthropologist. We're not. No, I'm a pastor of a Bible church, and Doug, what is Doug? Doug's a co-host of Bob Enyart Live, and we just laughed and laughed. So did Fred Williams. Now, Fred's a bit technical. He's a software engineer, but we laughed about Ida, the monkey fossil, that they said, finally, this is it. This is the big deal. This changes everything. This is like the lunar landing. This is like the Kennedy assassination. This is it. This is the missing link. As of yesterday, we couldn't have shown a missing link, but today we have it. And it cracks me up. The only time they admit that they don't have the evidence is when they find something new. Every time they find something new, they say, well, this is it. We finally found it. We have the evidence for how the solar system evolved. We've now found a new discovery. We know how the Big Bang, we can show how the Big Bang happened. We now can show that humans evolved from apes. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And I've got to share with you now some of the comments coming from the secular world about Ida, the fossil introduced to the world by Richard Attenborough, the face of Darwin on the BBC for the last 50 years. I mean, this is truly hysterical, the comments that have come out, as, for example, from the New York Times and so many other evolutionary godless sources, saying that, what are they talking about? This is just... it hardly even looks like a monkey. It's hardly even a monkey. It's just a fossil. It has nothing to do with the Homo sapiens, human beings. And so I'd like to share with you some of those quotes. But first, this email from someone who identifies herself as Sierra. But I just get the sense that this is from some guy who's a homosexual who hates Bob Enyart Live. I just get that sense. Color me suspicious. But Sierra sent a message using the contact form at kgov.com and writes this: Bob, do you really think there are people who will believe a misguided preacher on science instead of a real scientist? And that's what's so funny, because in 6 days, their world was unmade. In 6 days, their world was unmade. I mean, they came out last Wednesday. This is it, folks. This is the proof that Darwin finally Darwin could rest in his grave, because we found this monkey fossil. And within 6 days, so much of the evolutionary scientific world has come out and said, hey, they're pulling our legs. There's nothing here. The big story about this is the publicity around it, a way bigger story than the fossil itself. And these are all evolutionary PhDs and paleontologists and curators from all around the world saying, this is a bunch of bunk. So in 6 days, their world was unmade. And how could we predict this? We're fundamentalist Christians. We believe the Bible is God's word. But somehow our predictions come true time after time after time after time. In this instance, we only had to wait a week. In 6 days, their world was unmade. In 6 days. So Sierra continues, this has been studied for a long time by highly educated, experienced men and women. So why are you pushing to try to get people not to believe what you know? if you'd be honest with yourself, is a fact. Okay. And then Sierra makes a comment. We pointed out that carbon-14 is found everywhere. Everywhere where it shouldn't be, scientists, much to their dismay, are finding carbon-14. Now, carbon-14 decays in just thousands of years. If you have a pile of carbon-14, after thousands of years, it will be gone because it's unstable. It decays. And that's radiocarbon dating. When they look at carbon-14, they see how much is in some specimen, and they say, well, lo and behold, this thing must be 3,700 years old, because we look at the ratio of carbon-14, carbon-12, we think that this is 3,700 years old. But never, ever, 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 not one time, never, ever, 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 did they say, look, we did a carbon-14 test on this, and we think it's 7.9 million years old, because carbon-14 can't last a million years. It only lasts thousands of years. That's it. And so anything that is millions of years old should not have carbon-14 in it. Unless somehow the specimen was contaminated, it shouldn't have any in it, Sierra. So Sierra says, and of course carbon-14 is found in diamonds, Bob. Diamonds are formed from carbon. Come on, Bob, get a clue. So Sierra is in a mist here. She's in a fog. Sierra doesn't understand that, yeah, diamonds are made from carbon, but carbon-14 is, what is that called? I got to go back to my general science. It's an isotope, right? Every element has a certain number of protons, neutrons, electrons, and every element could have a different number of neutrons. And if it has a different number of neutrons, that's an isotope. So carbon-14 is an unstable isotope. It decays rapidly. In 5,700 years, you end up with half the amount that you started with, every 5,700 years. And so depending on the amount that you have, like if you have a diamond, and in the diamond, which is what, one of the hardest substances on Earth, and in the diamond, and you dig the diamond out of a diamond mine that's supposedly, you know, hundreds of millions of years old, and you get this solid diamond, and under laboratory conditions, you break it open, and you measure, and you have carbon-14 in it. And that's startling, because there shouldn't be carbon-14 in anything more than thousands of years old. You shouldn't be able to find any if something was 100,000 years old. It'd be difficult if it's 50,000 years old, but millions of years old, hundreds of millions of years old. So it turns out they're finding carbon-14 everywhere that they're dismayed where it shouldn't be. And all the things they think are millions of years old, like in diamonds, in coal, in oil, in dinosaur fossils, in amber, they find it everywhere. Amber, you know, amber, real hard stuff, great for preserving things for thousands of years. Amber, they open up amber in laboratory clean room conditions, and they find carbon-14 in it. They find what? Bee pollen inside of amber. They find little tiny ants, and they take a chunk of the ant, and they look in it, and they got carbon-14 in it. And if it was millions of years old, like they say, tens of millions of years old, there'd be none, Sierra Mist. There'd be none. And there is some. So I realize your public school is showing. I realize that. But the big story, the big science story, the big science story, the big, 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 big science story that should have been in all the headlines last week, while Google has changed their logo to show the fossil bones of this lemur, this thing that's not even hardly a monkey, let alone an ape, let alone a human. The big story should have been, oh, but this is just too boring to report, right? How could the public bear technical, boring science headlines like this, ho-hum, just another soft tissue dinosaur fossil. Who'd want to report that? Who would be interested in just another ho-hum? Oh, this one is a duck-billed dinosaur. Oh, nobody would be interested in another find of a soft-tissued dinosaur. Would anybody be interested in that? No. So Google doesn't put that atop their homepage. That's not the big story. That's not the page one story in the New York Times. That's buried somewhere in the bowels of National Geographic. Sierra missed that story. Huh, Sierra? They probably wouldn't be interested in a live dinosaur if it came right into their newsroom. So dinosaurs are supposed to be 65 million years old. Not all of them. That would be a recent one. The one they just found, the hadrosaur. And you know how they found it? I'll tell you in a moment. But the hadrosaur that they just found with soft tissue in it, and by the way, every time they find a dinosaur with soft tissue, instead of the scientific community being excited, they want to, it's like they want to shoot the scientists who found it. What are you doing finding soft tissue dinosaur? Come on, shut up. Stop telling the world. Don't publish your findings. Because it's such a blatant challenge to their misinformation that dinosaurs are millions of years old. They're not. They're just thousands of years old. And if they were interested in the truth, this should be the scientific find of the year, another soft tissue dinosaur. But they don't care. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in science. They're interested in rebelling against their creator God. If we came from monkeys, you don't owe an explanation to anyone of your lifestyle. If you are sexually immoral, if you're a thief, if you're an idolater, there's nobody for you to answer to. But if there is a creator God who gets angry at you for cheating on your wife, if there's a creator God who gets angry at you from stealing from your boss, if there is a creator God who has a standard and you have violated it, and because people disobey God, that's why there's so much suffering in the world, and you're part of the problem and not part of the solution, well, then you might not like that. So you prefer to believe in a dead monkey. And Richard Attenborough, he gets down on his hands and knees, and he wants to kiss the opposable big toe of Ida. And so this is rebellion against God. It's not a quest for the scientific truth. If it were, then Harvard sequenced the genetic content of a protein molecule of a blood cell of a dinosaur. I mean, that you have to go to the bowels of National Geographic's website to find out. But go ahead, search. We'll put links on our website today, kgov.com. So what's the big news, the big science news? Sierra, you missed it, huh? The big news is not some monkey bones. That's not the big news. The big news was another soft tissue dinosaur find. That's the big news. That's the big news that the media somehow overlooked. Oh, they'll report on it on page 46B. They'll report on it. But they'd rather it not be true. You get that? Even with the fun thinking about Jurassic Park coming to life and Jack Horner, the paleontologist up at Montana State University, who turned down our offer of $24,000 to carbon-14 date the soft tissue T-Rex they found, they didn't want to do it. Why didn't they want to do it? They knew they'd find carbon-14 in a T-Rex. They knew it. They'd find it. So they don't want to do the test. Why not do the test? At least then you could say, you know what? Even though we think creationists are crazy, they are right when they say you find carbon-14 everywhere. But Sierra missed it. So we have the New York Times. Let me see. Which of these many, many quotes assembled now by Ken Ham? Ken Ham's not been on this show in a long, long time. But assembled by Ken Ham, and you could search these at his website or go directly to the source, like the New York Times. And here's a quote from, let's see, which of these would I like to share with you? New York Times, despite a television teaser campaign with the slogan, "This changes everything," in comparisons to the moon landing and the Kennedy assassination, the significance of this monkey fossil discovery may not be known for years, according to an article published in a scientific journal, Plus One, it's called. The scientist involved in this discussion said, well, perhaps this is a human ancestor, quote, but we are not advocating this, unquote. So the scientist who reported on this, this is the ultimate answer to the question of where did mankind come from? The scientist who reported on it said, well, we're not actually advocating that. This is all hype. And think of every media source that you've seen where they reported that this is the missing link. This changes everything. And the truth is, it's just hype. Even the scientists who could get rich if this were the missing link, they're saying we are not advocating this. The University of New England, they have a paleoanthropologist there, Peter Brown. He remains skeptical. He pointed out that one of the co-authors of Ida's the research that's been published, one of the co-authors from the University of Michigan said the team would actually have preferred to publish in a more rigorous journal such as Science or Nature. But this author of the Ida fossil account said there was a TV company involved. Maybe you've seen the TV commercials on your local cable. There was a TV company involved in time pressure. We've been pushed to finish the study. It's not how I like to do science. So here's one of the authors distancing himself from his own study. And he's saying, you know, we don't really like to do science this way. We were pushed into this. And what were they pushed into? They were pushed into saying, well, it could be an ancestor, but we're not advocating this. See, they didn't even say that it was the missing link. They said, well, it could be, but we're not advocating that. And he's saying, well, we were pushed anyway. I don't even like to do science that way. So at the University of New England, their paleoanthropologist, Peter Brown, he said that rings all sorts of warning bells. All sorts of warning bells. And the research paper did not provide evidence that Ida was an ancestor. And he said, this paleoanthropologist, he said, it's nice Ida had fingernails, something we have, as do most primates, but they've cherry-picked the data. They've cherry-picked the data. In other words, they just point out, like Answers in Genesis often complains. What they'll do is they'll point out some similarity, and they'll ignore massive differences. And they'll say, look, it had fingernails. Yeah, right. So do most primates. What's the big deal? Oh, look, it has an opposable big toe. Yeah, so? So do so many primates. And we humans, we're the only creature that has a fully opposable thumb. Apes and chimps, they don't have that. So what's your point? It's just another ape. It is just another ape. Now, let me see if I could find more quotes for you and for Sierra, quotes Sierra missed, when Doug McBurney and Fred Williams and Bob Enyart, we're not microbiologists. That's what you needed at Harvard to sequence the genetic content in the soft tissue dinosaur find. That should have been the big headline. We're not microbiologists. We're not paleoanthropologists. We're not paleontologists. We're fundamentalist Christians. And we know the story's false because it contradicts God's word, and God is the one who made dinosaurs, so we know it's false. But here, this is from Live Science. And they're quoting Chris Gilbert from Yale University. And he's saying about the monkey fossil that was on the top of Google's website and all over the world, this changes everything. Yale University paleoanthropologist says this: on the whole, I think the evidence is less than convincing. All right? He says the consensus is not in favor of the hypothesis they're proposing. And remember, they didn't even say it's a missing link. They just said maybe it is, but we're not claiming that here. Most experts agree that the find is significant, if only for its impressive degree of completeness. In other words, it's a very complete lemur skeleton fossil. But some were put off, some experts were put off by the bells and whistles that went along with the publicity campaign around Ida. And now listen to this quote from the curator of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, of the curator of vertebrate paleontology. He said, it's not a missing link. It's not even a terribly close relative to monkeys. You get that? He says, it's not even terribly close to your typical monkey, this 2 foot tall thing. And I could go on and on and on and on. Science Now. Science Now. Many paleontologists are unconvinced. They point out that the authors, the analysis of the authors was very, to skip a lot of technical words, it was rather insufficient. They say there's no analysis to support the claims, and the data is cherry-picked, says paleontologist Richard Kay of Duke University. A paleontologist at the University of Chicago in Illinois agrees. Their claim that this specimen should be classified as some kind of a ancestor is unsupportable in light of modern methods of classification. I've got so many quotes in front of me here from evolutionists. Live Science, Ida fossil hype went too far. Went too far. The discovery of the Ida fossil, announced this week, as though the 47-million-year-old lemur-like female were a rock star, seemed at first like a discovery to celebrate. But they go on to say, it is not a missing link. It's not a missing link. And on and on and on. I think if I continue through all these quotes, it'll just get a little boring. So here's Doug McBurney, Fred Williams, Bob Enyart on a fundamentalist Christian radio show telling people, look, this is not a missing link. This is a scam. You've been had. It's not even terribly close to a monkey. Just look at the thing. Let alone a missing link to the development of human beings, which never happened. Humans did not evolve from apes. God made us specially. And so when they say 47 million years, that's not true. I have this growing list of examples of things that they said took millions of years to form that now even the atheist and the evolutionist are admitting, oh, you know what? It happened rapidly. Like, you've heard of the Scablands in the state of Washington? They cover 15,000 square miles. 15,000 square miles. And they used to say they formed slowly over millions of years. Now, even on a Nova TV show, they say, you know what? It formed rapidly from massive flooding. So there goes those millions of years. The Heart Mountain Detachment near Yellowstone, there was a mountain that covered 400 square miles. Picture that, 400 square miles, and it broke apart into 50 pieces, and it slid. It broke over a 1,300 square mile area. They, you know, how long would that take? slow processes, a uniformitarianism in the Mesopotamian Valley. They're now saying it happened quickly, in hours, maybe only 30 minutes. There goes those millions of years. In Yellowstone, the petrified tree strata, they said successive forest over millions of years. Now those signs are gone because they realized the trees there have no root systems, which they knew all along, and they didn't grow there. They were deposited there. They sunk with sediments from a flood. So there goes the petrified tree millions of years proof from Yellowstone. In Carlsbad Cavern in New Mexico, used to have a sign 260 million years ago, 8 million years, they changed it, then they changed it to 2 million. Now, my family and I went down there to see. They took the sign down. It's gone. Instead, you could hear their audio tour on the internet. We link to it at kgov.com. It says, how long did it take these stalactites and stalagmites to form? How long to form this cave? Quote, rate of formation depends on the amount of available water, unquote. That's an accurate answer. In New Guinea, they've got one gold deposit with 20 million ounces of gold. They used to say it would take millions of years to deposit all that gold. Today, geologists can demonstrate that that deposit could have formed in thousands of years or far more quickly. So all their supposed proofs of millions of years, they all evaporate with better science. Box Canyon, Idaho, forget it. Rapid. Soft tissue T-Rex, stayed soft for 65 million years. Rare school of jellyfish fossilized near Milwaukee in layers, seven layers that deposited over a million years. And here's a school of jellyfish occupying all seven layers. Manganese nodules form over millions of years, except for the one they found around a beer can. European versus Asiatic honeybees, supposedly they evolved apart 7 million years ago, and lo and behold, they can still communicate. Mitochondrial Eve is not millions of years old, but the woman that the human race has descended from just thousands of years ago, based on mutation rates in the mitochondrial DNA. Supernova remnants, we should find a million years worth. As a star explodes, like in the Crab Nebula, and there are 7,000 years worth, they explode every 25 years or so. There's a million years worth of missing supernova remnants. And protein and DNA and bacteria and fossils, tens of millions to hundreds of millions of years old. And Saturn's rings don't show the stability if they were millions of years old. And on and on and on. And Sierra, carbon 14. Shouldn't be in diamonds, Sierra. Hey, we're out of time. Call us 800-8NER at kgov.com.